It's just after 10 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and Jerry Frank is loading the van that belongs to the Adult Resource Alliance of Yellowstone County. Snow and ice need to be removed from the windshield before Frank heads to the west end of Billings to make his delivery of today's hot meal. Frank's route today goes all the way out to 64th West. His route is one of the longest in Billings, 26 miles, but scenic.
It's a beautiful drive. Even in the summertime, this drive is awesome because we go out into the cornfields and stuff west of Billings. And they're fantastic to see as the corn comes up, as it grows, as it's, the stalks come up, and as the corn comes onto the stalks and the beet fields. And I don't know if there's some barley out here, but not a lot.
Today, Frank has 11 stops. Sometimes it's as high as 18, but the number changes with cancellations, clients moving out of their homes to assisted living or nursing homes. Jamie Carpenter is the Meals on Wheels coordinator for Billings. She's busy packing up hot meals as she talks about the ideal number of stops she tries to give the drivers.
We don't do more than 20 on a route. Try to keep it around 15 because it's nice for people to have time to visit and check on people and do things like that. So that's my perfect number.
Drivers' visits with the clients is one of the other critical elements to the program.
So a lot of these people we deliver to are people who have no family in the area. Sometimes the only people they see is the Meals on Wheels drivers.
Ellerus and her husband Kay have some college students who shovel their walk and driveway, but the only people they see on a regular basis are people like Frank.
We couldn't get along without him. He's our lifesaver.
Others, like Vivian, Frank is a friendly face and someone to joke with.
Oh, hey, I've got this. This one is really good.
Oh, you're sucking up.
The Billings program is always looking for more drivers. Each potential driver starts out with the volunteer program with the application process, a background check and proof of insurance, and then a ride-along with a regular driver. Frank uses a van, although he does use his own four-wheel drive pickup when road conditions are bad. Other drivers use their own vehicle, keeping track of mileage and getting a reimbursement, although some of the drivers turn their mileage checks back to the program as a donation or don't even submit mileage. Jerry Frank has been driving for about 2 years. A couple of his fellow drivers have been behind the wheel for more than 20 years, delivering meals, smiles, and a sympathetic ear. Kay Erickson, YPR News.